I want to elaborate on this story of Korah, which Lucy talked about, because I suspect that everyone in here, at some time or another, has been accused of doing something they have not done, has had the court of public opinion say things about you which are not true. And in the midst of those false accusations, you responded in one way or another, maybe in a way that made you feel really good about yourself, and sometimes in a way that crushed you because you did not know how to respond in the moment. To be a human and to live with other people means that at some time or another, we all get unfairly challenged. And how we respond to that shows who we are and what we can become. Lucy talked about that and how Moses showed his humility when he was falsely accused of a power grab by Korah and 250 followers. But let's spell this out a little bit so we can really understand it. This was the ultimate social media trash a person campaign, because these were not just any people, these were 250 leaders. And in front of the entire nation, like on every Facebook page and every tweet imaginable, everyone watched Moses get dissed and smacked down and accused of really horrible crimes of which he was not responsible. Think about the anxiety that would have produced in him. Think about yourself when someone has said something that you feel goes against your reputation and who you are. Picture it in your mind and think about how you felt. We got to go there and understand that to get Moshe's brilliance and his genius. Because we live in an age of anxiety in which the forces of the world conspire to tear us down, to make us feel bad, to make us feel uneasy in ourselves, in our situations, our work, our jobs, our country, our planet. And we need to know how to be a calm presence in the face of all of that. Because if we can do that and be a non-anxious presence, all the dynamics start to shift. And that's what Moses did. It would have been very easy for him to begin to rebut each of the charges made against him. And had he done so, he would have strengthened the people who were accusing him by giving validity to their lies. Moses doesn't do that. Moses falls on his face, and in that moment, not responding, sucks the energy out of their attacks. When someone comes to attack you or accuse you, they want you to stand up a little bit so they can smack you down further. Moses disarms the entire situation because Moses, and this notion, as my colleague said, knows who he is secure in his role, and he says nothing about the charges. Instead, he says, interesting, Korach, let's put a third-person test to the matter and just see what happens. And by doing that, he sidesteps all of their energy, and Korach, as often happens with those who attack us, is undermined by the exact same charges that he accused Moses of doing. Instead of Moses losing his position, Korach loses his power and his life. And I find this tremendously important, because the only way out of anxiety is to know who you are and to know that you can do the best you can do in the moment, and that's all that God or any other human being can expect of us. If we get in defense, we'll end up in that same vicious circle of anxiety. And when we do so, we lose the ability to live out our mission and our purpose and to build a caring society and community. In an era where there is too much attempt to talk badly about those around us, we can be the difference. And if we do so, like Moses, with that humility, with that sense of self, with that non-anxious presence, nothing will end up hurting us, and the world will change for the better. Shabbat Shalom.